This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by Family Moss on the first yahrzeit of our dear friend and participant, Mr. Yossel Moss, Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Avrom. Yutes Tishri, Gimel de Chalamoid, Monday 27th of September, Rabbi David Stern, Ha'isa Lulav, Sukkah, Oime Shechayonu.
Good morning. I'd like to discuss Gemara, which I think Rabbi Tzahn spoke about a couple of weeks ago, but I think it's a different angle. The Gemara in Perek Lulav Arava and Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph brings a brisa. The brisa is as follows: Ha'oisa lulav la'atzmoi. Somebody who prepares himself a lulav. Rashi says be'erav yom tov. How do you prepare a lulav? Pashtus, it means, as all Mishnah Berurah explains, it means you tie the lulav. So the Gemara says, the brisa says, Omer baruch shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu l'zman hazeh. You make a brocha shechiyonu that erev yom tov, before the mitzvah of netilas lulav, but you're busy preparing your lulav, so you make a brocha shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu l'zman hazeh. Notloy lotzeis, by the following day when you take the lulav to shake with it to be yoy to the mitzvah of netilas lulav, then Omer you say asher kishon lotzeis v'zvona al netilas lulav. The brisa goes on to say, I'm leaving out a couple of lines, but the brisa goes on to say, "Ha'is a sukkah la'atzmoi." Similarly, if somebody builds himself a sukkah, again on erev Yom Tov, "Omer baruch shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu lazman hazeh." When building the sukkah, you make a bracha shechiyon. Nichnas leishiv ba, at night when you enter the sukkah and you mekayim on the first night of the mitzvah shiva sukkah, "Omer asher kishon lotzeis v'zvona leishiv ba sukkah." So we're taught over here in this brisa two things, really. The first thing is we're taught that the mitzvah of lulav and the mitzvah of sukkah are mitzvahs that require a brach of shechiyonu. Tosis over here has a discussion. Not all mitzvahs require shechiyonu. Tefillin, even a mitzvah boy who puts on tefillin, but we don't find that tefillin comes with shechiyonu. Tzitzis, Tosis says, other mitzvahs, mila as we know is machlokes, but lulav and sukkah are mitzvahs which require shechiyonu. Tosis suggests mitzvah sheyesh aleihu simcha tiknu shechiyonu. So these mitzvahs are associated with simcha, smachtem. So those mitzvahs chazal v'masakan shechiyonu. So the first thing is these mitzvahs are mitzvahs that require shechiyonu. And the second thing the Brisa is teaching us is that long before you're actually fulfilling in fulfillment of the mitzvah of lulav and sukkah, when arranging them, when preparing them, already then, Chazal were masakin in the first instance that one should make this bracha of shechiyon. And this shechiyon, we'll see as the discussion develops, but this shechiyon, of course, is quite apart from the shechiyon which you're supposed to make on Yom Tov, because of the Yom Tov. Every Yom Tov has its own shechiyon. Pesach, you make shechiyon, ladies during candlelighting, the men at Kiddush, Shavuot, Sukkot. But this is quite apart from the bracha on the Yom Tov. This is a bracha on the mitzvah of sukkah and the mitzvah of netilas lulav. And in the first instance, the brisa says that this bracha was instituted to be made when you prepare it on erev Yom Tov.
You did the day before.
Then I presume you'd make it the day before as well. It's not limited, I think, to erev Yom Tov. It can be a couple of days before Yom Tov as well. Yeah. Now further down the page, the Gemara again cites the same brisa with an addition. The Gemara over there says, "Hoisa sukkah la'atzmoi seshechiyon," etc. "Hoisa asuya va'imedes." If your sukkah was already standing, it was built already. Let's say mitchilas hashana, maybe osa l'shem chag. In such an instance where it's a kosher sukkah, so "Hoisa asuya va'imedes." So the brisa says, "Im yochel lechadosh b'davar." If there's something you can be mechadosh, add on a bit of schach or do some chidosh in the sukkah, then mevorich, then make the bracha of shechiyonu. Then when you're being mechadosh b'davar, but im lav, if it's totally arranged and there's nothing else that needs any chidosh whatsoever, so then lekishikonis leishiv b'mevorich shtai. So that means, in a situation where hoisa sukkah, you make a bracha shechiyonu when you're building the sukkah, but in a situation where your sukkah is already built and there's nothing you can add to this sukkah, so you can't be making shechiyonu at the building because there is no building taking place. So then, lekishikonis, by at night, when you will enter the sukkah. Then you shall make what? Two brachas. Two brachas. Which bracha? The leishev basukkah, which you and we have to make. Plus the shechionu, which you should have made when you build the sukkah on the mitzvah sukkah, that you'll make in fact. Not when you're building the sukkah, because there was no building of a sukkah, you'll make it in the evening. Lekishi konas leishev. We'll come back to that. That's the conclusion of the braisa. And then there's one very important line. The Gemara says, Omar Ravashi, Ravashi said, Chazina leila Rav Kahana, I saw Rav Kahana the ka'omar luhu lukulu akasa de kiddusha. Which means despite the teaching of the braisa, Rav Kahana didn't practice to make the shechionu when he was building his sukkah, but rather he would wait until he made kiddush, and then he would make the shechionu. Again, we're talking about the shechionu on the mitzvah of sukkah, which normally the braisa says should be made b'shas asiyas sukkah. He wouldn't make it b'shas the building of the sukkah. He would make it b'shas kiddush. And the Rosh over here adds that on the same lines, our meaning is not to make the brach of shechionu on the lulav either b'shas the igud of the lulav before Yom Tov, but rather to make it b'shas netilas halulav, like Rav Kahana used to do with the shechion of the sukkah. He waited till the kiddush, we also wait till the kiyum mitzvah of the lulav before we make the shechion on the lulav. Right. Now, I'd like to go through with you a rosh over here. I'm going to mention three different roshim. The first one is in Simon Beis, in Lulav Arova. So the rosh over here has a discussion Our practice is like the Rosh testifies to make a shechion on Netilas Lulav b'shas Netilas Lulav on the first day of Yom Tov. What should one do on Yom Tov Sheni? Yom Tov Sheni in Chutz Loretz, where one keeps all the dinim of Yom Tov, misveki d'yoyma. Should one, when one takes Lulav on the second day of Yom Tov, make a shechion? Misofik, because maybe yesterday wasn't Yom Tov and Yom Tov is only today, right? For example, by Tekiah Shofar, we make Shechion on the first day, and we make Shechion on the second day as well. Maybe yesterday wasn't Rosh Hashanah, only today is. So what should one do with Lulav? Does anyone know what's the minute? Do you make a Shechion on the second day? No, of course we don't. So why not? Oh. So the Rosh says that Nishalti, he quotes Rav Shlomo Rav Shimshon, who writes, Nishalti, I was asked, Im oimer zman ala lulav b'yom tov sheni. So the Rosh quotes the Ri and the Gedolei Garamaija, who said, no, you don't make a brocha shechionu on yom tov sheni. The tam shalahem, their reason is, d'mimonoshech yotza b'zman shama b'yom rishon. Because by making the shechion on the first day, memonoshech, you've been yotza with a shechion on the brocha of Netilas Lulav, on the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. Dafilin tim salema d'choylava, because even if you'd gotten it wrong and it wasn't Yom Tov, it was a weekday, but ha'omrinon ha'oise lulav la'atzu mevaroch shechionu. We learned anyway that in the first instance, the brocha of shechionu on the mitzvah of Lulav was instituted to be said on Erev Yom Tov, before Yom Tov anyway, b'shas asiyah salulav. So, naniach, it wasn't Yom Tov yesterday, but you picked up a lulav, yes. You made a shechionu on what? On the mitzvah of lulav, yes. So, mele v'shuv eim v'roch v'shas. So, in the same way, sorry, that when you make v'shas asiyah, shuv eim v'roch v'shas natil, im ken hochenama, yotzo bizman shebirich esmael afilu im hayochoyu. And he adds, importantly, the Rosh, v'loidome lizman shel kiddush, right, when you make shechionu v'shas kiddush, so of course on the second night, you always repeat shechionu on every second, svekidiyom, you always repeat Shechionu. So the Rosh says, no, this is not to be compared to the Shechionu of Kiddush Sho'ime B'Shnei Aleilois. The Oysa is Manu B'Shvil HaYoim. When you make Shechionu at Kiddush, you're making it on the Chag, on the Yoim. V'loi B'Shul HaSukkah V'Lulav, you're not making Shechionu on the Sukkah, on the Mitzvah Sukkah, on the Mitzvah, you're making it on the day. Mitzvah V'Shayom, and therefore, what do you mean to say? And therefore, if it's the wrong day, then obviously it's an invalid shechion. You can't say shechion v'yon azman hazeh to the first day of the 15th day of Tishri, when maybe it's not the 15th day of Tishri, so you've got to repeat the shechion in Kiddush. Masha enkein, the shechion that you've made on the lulav, you're making it on the mitzvah of Tidus lulav. Now, even though the Rosh earlier said our minig is not to make it b'shas to asiyas lulav, or to make it b'shas tidus lulav, and the tidus lulav arguably was not a Netilas Shel Mitzvah because it wasn't Yom Tov, but the Rosh says it doesn't matter, it's like Gora from having merely been an Asiyas HaLulav, as it were, so that the Shechionu on the mitzvah of Lodah would still be valid. And therefore there's no need to repeat Shechionu on the second day.
The second day Yom Tov would mean that you made your, if the first day is not Yom Tov, then as if you made your brocha in July.
Correct. But that's what we learned, that the Gemara says, Ha'oisa lulav la'atzmoy. The gentleman behind you pointed out that Lav Afke Erev Yom Tov could even be as early as July L'Chaira, as long as you're within 30 days, certainly, if you're preparing your lulav, you make a Shechionu even B'chol. And therefore the Rosh is saying that even if it wasn't Yom Tov, it's no worse than having made the brach of Shas Asis Alulav B'yom Chol on any weekday.
You made the Shechionu B'Asis Alulav, you don't make it to...
Correct, definitely. Correct. So I'm not going to go into that. That's a way of saying I'm not entirely sure. But I'm not going to go into that. No, but the Kol Nesama does discuss that. But by Shefa there is no halacha that b'shas. I mean, there's no asiyah sashefa, I suppose. But there's no halacha that b'shas asiyah you make it. Why not? Why is it different than the lulav sukkah? Maybe it's a different type of mitzvah, the koil, what is the mitzvah, whatever it is. But there's no halacha that Chazal said to make it b'shas asiyah, and therefore you cannot use this concept that even if it wasn't Rosh Hashanah, but it's loy gora from having made it b'shas asiyah. But by lulav and by sukkah, there's a concept to make b'shas asiyah.
Well, now that he has in front of him something
Yes, it's true, yeah. We're told that the Baal Tekeh should...
You can do the same thing, second thing, don't have sat in front of us and then Shechionu.
Yeah, but they're also saying it's not necessary. It's not necessary to make the Shechionu at all. By Rosh Hashanah, by Shofar, it is necessary, but because, maybe it's not to be made, therefore, to be Yotze, you should have a new beggar or something. But the Rosh thing, but by Lulav, it's simply unnecessary to repeat the Shechionu, because you've gone and done 100% good Shechionu the day before. Now, the Rosh does bring down Reb Shmuel Me'ivra, who disagrees, and he says as follows. He says that, yes, if you made the B'Shas Asiyah Salulav, or Oysa Salulav La'atzma, Oysa La'atzma B'Rosh Shechionu, it would be okay. But we don't do B'Shas Asiyah, because Rav Kahana didn't do B'Shas Asiyah, we don't do B'Shas Asiyah. So Rav Shmuel Ivra says, the Achshav Shanog L'Vorach Zman B'Shas Netila, Im Kein Tzorach V'Vorach Gam B'Yem Sheini, you do have to make on the same of Yom Tov, the Shema Yom Mishn Cholu V'Lo Yotzo, the Zman Lo Niskan Lo Yomra, Ela B'Shas Netila, Oy B'Shas Asiyah. Rav Shmuel Ivra says, no, you can choose. Do it B'Shas Asiyah if you wish, or do it B'Shas Netila. But if the first day of Yom Tov wasn't Yom Tov, right? It wasn't B'Shas Asiyah Salulav, because you weren't preparing it then. It wasn't B'Shas Netila Shal Mitzvah, because it was a Yom Chos. It was neither. It was neither B'Shas Asiyah nor B'Shas Netila. So he says it's no good. For example, Shmuel Ivra argues, if somebody prepared his lulav in the morning on Erev Yom Tov, and then he came along in the afternoon and he looked at his lulav, he said, ah, nice lulav, and he made a Shechionu, he says it would be invalid. You've got to make it B'Shas Asiyah, B'Shas, you're busy with the preparation of the Mitzvah, or B'Shas Netila. But some to go and make it when it's neither asiyah nor netila. Im lo omre b'shas asiyah v'omre b'chol la'achar asiyah lo yotza. So therefore, he says you cannot use the broccoli made on the first day, which you consider to have made b'shas netila, because maybe it was chol, in which case it wasn't a netila really. It was a shaking b'yom chol, and therefore you cannot use that. And it is gora from having made it b'shas asiyah. That's what Rosh Hashanah Ivra argues, and the Rosh disagrees. He maintains his stance and he says no. At the end of the day, thinking that it was Yom Tov, on the first day of Yom Tov, he did take it l'shem mitzvah. It's better. He said, I agree with the principle that it has to be either b'shas asiyah or b'shas netila. You can't just walk up to a lulav, and make a shechionu when you're not busy with it in any shape or form. But when you are taking it l'shem netila, albeit because you think it's the first day and maybe you've gotten it wrong and it's not the first day of our kuponim, you did take it l'shem mitzvah, that would certainly, says the Rosh, at least count as well as having made it b'shas asiyah, and therefore you don't need to repeat the shechionu on lulav the second day.
Why are you making bracha l'shas asiyah? What's the reason? Because you own it?
On the upcoming mitzvah of lulav which the Torah has given us, you make a bracha shechionu
v'kimon v'kimon v'kimon. What's the chilek b'shas asiyah or 5 minutes later?
So Rav Shmuel Ivra is arguing that it has to be when you're busy with the lulav.
Okay, you're busy.
So you're either busy when you've agad the lulav, or oyser the sukkah.
You finish the band, you hold it, and now I've got it. Then make it a shechionu.
So he argues but that's neither here nor there. It's not the preparation of the mitzvah, and it's not the fulfillment of the mitzvah. So
no, it's having the mitzvah.
It's not the time to make a bracha on the mitzvah.
Owning it
is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is either the fulfillment of the mitzvah or maybe the preparation of the mitzvah, but not the owning it. That's not the mitzvah. And the Rosh says, I agree with that, but I hold that then that you would know the Shem mitzvah, that's sufficient. Yeah. Oh, okay. Right. Okay, now. So it's worth remembering that Rosh, we will come back to that. Now, we mentioned that the Brisa says that if you had a ready-made sukkah, so if you can't be mechadosh batova, then lekishi yikonez ba at night, that's when you should make your shechiyon. The Rosh Hashanah is lekishi yikonez ba mevarech shtai. Pardon? No. Mevarech shtai means the lay shave and shechiyon. Freik Tosis over there a kasha, and the Rosh in the next Simon Gimel asks the same kasha, brings out the same point. Freik Tosis a kasha over there. I don't understand. It's mashman the brisa that someone who didn't make a shechiyon b'shas asiyah sasukah, so lekishi yikonez ba at night, he's now got to make the bracha of shechiyon on the mitzvah sukkah. Freik Tosis, I don't understand. And if he did make a bracha b'shas asiyah sasukah shechiyonu, then he doesn't need to make a shechiyon b'shas kiddush. You gotta make shechiyonu b'shas kiddush anyway, says Tosis. Every yontif you make a shechiyonu. On Shavuos there's no mitzvah sukkah, there's no mitzvah lulav, you make a shechiyonu. On what? On the chag. So why does the Brisa say if somebody was unable to make a shechiyonu on the mitzvah of sukkah on Erev Yom Tov, then he should make a shechiyonu at night? And somebody who did make a shechiyonu on Erev Yom Tov when he built his sukkah doesn't need to make a shechiyonu at night. He also needs to make a shechiyonu at night. You got to make a leishiv v'sukkah, but you got to make shechiyonu on the mitzvah of on the Yom Tov, on the arrival of the Yom Tov. So why does the Brisa seem to intimate that you only would make a shechiyon at night if you haven't? Or if Kahana, right, was Masada Lula Kula Kassi Dikdash, he said, no, don't do B'Shas Asiyah. Let's do it by Kiddush. Frank says, I don't understand. Anyway, you've got to do it by Kiddush. So why does the Brisa suggest that only someone who's not making a bracha on the Sukkah B'Shas Asiyah has to make shechiyon B'Shas Kiddush? So Tosis says here, a big yisoid. And the Rosh, as I said, says the same thing. Says Tosis, Veshemo, Kiven de sukkah machmas chag koasya, since the sukkah is here on account of the chag, why are we fulfilling the mitzvah sukkah? Because it's chag hasukkah, and we're commanded by the Torah on chag hasukkah is to sit in a sukkah. So the sukkah is here on account of the chag. Kiven de sukkah machmas chag koasya, svoruhu, it's a svora, the zman dido, that the shechiyonu on the mitzvah of sukkah, afa bishvero b'choil, although it was made erev yom tov in the weekday, poteru, or the Rosh says, I prefer the Rosh, poteru af b'chag. It's a svara that the bracha you shechiyonu that you make on the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, even though you've made it b'choil, it's a svara that bracha should pata the required shechiyonu for the chag. Why is it a svara? Because there's a very close connection between the sukkah and the chag. Sukkah machmas chag koasya. It's not like two disparate things, you know, there's sukkah and there's chag sukkah. It's the sukkah is here very much part and parcel of it being chag sukkah. So, yes, it's a separate thing, of course. There's the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah and there's the yom tov. But the sukkah is here on account of the yom tov. So making a bracha on the mitzvah can suffice as a bracha on the chag as well. And Tosis goes on to say, you might say there needs to be Yom Tov to make a bracha on the Chag. So Tosis brings from the Gemara later that it doesn't need to be Yom Tov, it's Moed. If you didn't make a bracha of Shechiyon on Yom Tov, you can make a Chol HaMoed as well, right? So Tosis seems to compare that Hu Hadin, the interesting comparison is Hu Hadin, like you can make it Chol HaMoed, you can make it before the Yom Tov altogether. I mean, Tosis is making two points. Let me clarify. The first point Tosis is making is that a shechiyon on the mitzvah of sukkah can work for the Yom Tov. It's not two disconnected things. Yes, there are two aspects, but the shechiyon on the mitzvah of sukkah can serve as a shechiyon on the Yom Tov of sukkahs. The second point that he's making is that even if it could serve as a Shechionu on the Yom Tov Sukkot, but maybe that Shechionu can only be Chal on the Yom Tov Sukkot if it's already Sukkot. So Tosfos says no. Tosfos extended that the Shechionu can work on the Yom Tov Sukkot even before Sukkot has begun. That's a secondary Chiddush which I see in Tosfos. So it can work on the Yom Tov of Sukkot even before the Yom Tov has begun. How will it work? It can work via the Sukkah. So on the Sukkah, the Gemara taught us it can be Chal. Ha'isa Sukkah, Mevorach Shechionu. And Tosfos is being mechadish that a bracha on the Sukkah can serve as a bracha on the Yom Tov. And even though it was made on an Erev Yom Tov, it can still serve as a bracha on the Yom Tov via the Sukkah. I like to view this in my mind's eye as, if you can imagine, you know, you have, let's say, two flights. You have a direct flight to a destination, and then you can have a stopover flight. So you're getting there also, but it's via a different destination. So you can make a bracha on the Yom Tov, you know, get up and make a bracha on Yom Tov, on the Yom Tov. And then, of course, like the Rosh says, you can only do that if it's Yom Tov. Right, that's why every Sefer Yom, you've got to repeat your Shechi Yom Tov the following night, because you can only make a bracha on Yom Tov when it's Yom Tov. But then there's another way of making a bracha on a Yom Tov, which is via Sukkah. If you make a bracha on the Sukkah, that will also serve, because Sukkah machmas achag ka'osa, that will also serve as a Shechionu on the Yom Tov. And since the bracha on the Sukkah can be chal on Erev Yom Tov, so it can also be mechal, the bracha on the Yom Tov via the Sukkah can also work via the Sukkah on Erev Yom Tov and going on the Yom Tov. Now we're going to discuss second the Yom Tov now. No, but Achaskel, we already established that that's not debatable, not non-negotiable. That the Gemara says you can make a bracha on the Sukkah on Erev Yom Tov, on the mitzvah of Sukkah. Ha'oisa Sukkah, you make a bracha even though it's Erev Yom Tov. Why? Because you're preparing the Sukkah, so you can make a bracha on the mitzvah of Sukkah even before the mitzvah of Sukkah has yet come about. And the Tosfos being mechadish that when making a bracha on the Sukkah, you could use that Shechionu as well on the Yom Tov. So therefore the Gemara is only saying that if you didn't make a bracha Shechionu on the Sukkah because you weren't building a Sukkah, then l'kishikon ezbo mevorach shlaim, you've got to make a Leishev and a Shechionu because you haven't made yet a Shechionu neither on the Sukkah nor on the Yom Tov. But if you did make a bracha of Shechionu on the Sukkah on Erev Yom Tov, that covers, you don't need to repeat Shechionu by Kiddush because it covers the Shechionu required for Yom Tov as well. That's what Tosfos says on the Rosh.
According to the price, you wouldn't make Shechionu on the first day.
Yes, that's right. Tosfos is saying Ha'oisa Sukkah La'avim Rosh Shechionu, that's the only Shechionu you make. And at night you never repeated the Shechionu.
Haskell's point is interesting. You could have to drop dead before the Yom Tov starts. You would have made the Shechionu on the Sukkah,
which you won't end up fulfilling. Yes, I concede that it's interesting. Pardon? No, it's not.
Shechiyuni is a brucha which has to be done for the simcha, for the matter of simcha of the anticipation. The simcha is when you're making the sukkah, also simcha. So stand right soon. I've got a simcha next week. Good beyond help. But when you're oisik in the sukkah, which as Rav David said, is a part of the integral part of the Yom Tov. Your oyster can have that. You've got a matzav of simcha, and it's chal on the Yom Tov.
I've never seen that somebody you're preparing to beg your food for preparation. You must give up the simcha.
Okay, I'll just continue because time is running short. Now, there's one more thing, and then we've got to tie it all together. So we've mentioned the Rosh and Simon Beis, who said that Lulav, you don't repeat Shechionu the following day. We mentioned the Rosh and Simon Gimel, who says that when you do make Shechionu on the Sukkah on Erev Yom Tov, that serves like Tosfos as a bracha on the Chag as well, because Sukkah machas on Chag ka'os, and you don't make Shechionu by night. And now there's a Rosh and Simon Dalet, and the Rosh and Simon Dalet is well known. And the Rosh and Simon Dalet says as follows. He says that very bekitza, the halacha is, it's a sugya in the end of the Masechta, Sukkah va'achkach zman. When you make Kiddush, you're supposed to say Kiddush, right, by Paragofen, Kiddush, then you're supposed to say Leishev v'Sukkah, and then Shechionu. Says the Rosh, that's only on the first night. But on the second night, you're supposed to reverse the order, and say Zman v'achkach Sukkah, first Shechionu, and then Leishev v'Sukkah. Why is that? And the Shulchan Aruch Ramah bring down the Asa Macharin will pass it differently, but that's the Shulchan Aruch Ramah passing like this Rosh. Why is that, says the Rosh? The Rosh says as follows. He says, because on the first night of Yom Tov, right, the Shechiyonu that you're making is going on the Yom Tov, and it's going on the Mitzvah of Sukkah, we do Larev Kahana. So, Masada Lekulu Akasa Dekidusha, it's going also on the Mitzvah of Sukkah. You didn't make it for Shas Asiyah, you're making it now. So therefore, you want to make first the Kiddush, which is the Mekadosh the Goyim. Then you want to say Hashem's on Leishiv Sukkah. You want to mention the Mitzvah of Sukkah. Then you want to say Shechiyonu, so the Shechiyonu should go on both those previously mentioned ideas, the Yom Tov and the Sukkah. Says the Rosh, but when it comes to the second night Yom Tov, here your Shechiyonu is no longer needed to go on the Mitzvah of Sukkah. Because even if, like he mentioned by Lulav, even if last night wasn't Yom Tov, but you made Shechiyonu last night on the Mitzvah of Sukkah, because you made it after having made the Leishiv, and like the Rosh learned, the Rosh writes over there, sorry, he says, like the B'nai Ivra, then yes, your Shechiyonu on the second night would have to go on the Mitzvah of Sukkah as well, because what you made the night before, if it was Chol, wouldn't be good, because it's not B'shas Asiyah, nor is it B'shas Kiyam Mitzvah if it was Chol. So he says, like the B'nai Ivra, indeed, you would have to make Shechiyonu on the second night on the Mitzvah of Sukkah as well. But he says, like the way I was Masik earlier, that as long as you thought you were doing a yeshiva shal mitzvah or a netila shal mitzvah, that would work for the bracha, for the Shechiyonu, which is going on the mitzvah. So he says, therefore, comes out that on the second night, even if last night was chol, the Shechiyonu you made on the sukkah, on the mitzvah of sukkah, would have been a valid Shechiyonu. So tonight, the Shechiyonu that you're making is only on the Yom Tov. So if so, he says, why interrupt between your kiddush and your Shechiyonu? With the Leishev. The Leishev is an interruption, it's a hefsek. Since all I need is a Zman to go on the Yom Tov, say your Zman immediately after your Kiddush and leave your Leishev for afterwards. Yeah? I think we're all familiar with this. So that's what the Rosh says. The Pela HaGadol is, the Korban HaSanla asks this, the Brikya Yosef, the Eli Rabba, that this Rosh, L'chaira, seems to contradict what he wrote earlier in Simen Gimel, because earlier the Rosh wrote that if you make a bracha on Asiyas Sukkah on Erev Yom Tov, you don't need to make a Shechiyonu, right? We just said the Braisa which teaches Ha'oisa Sukkah Lato Ha'im Shechiyonu according to Shitz Rosh, it wasn't necessary to make Shechiyonu at Kiddush altogether. Why? Because Sukkah Machmas HaChakosa, and a bracha made on the Sukkah, although it's made on the Sukkah, but it works. We said it's a stopover flight, but it works also on the Chag via the Sukkah. So here, when it comes to the second night, l'chaira monoshuch. If you learn out the B'nai Ivra, so last night's bracha on the sukkah was no good, but then you've got to repeat tonight the bracha on the sukkah anyway, so you should do it in the same order as the first night. And if you learn out the Shitz HaRosh, that last night's bracha on the sukkah was good, so to the extent that last night's bracha on the sukkah was good, then the Shechiyonu on the Yom Tov, well, by default, is also valid, because the Rosh says the bracha on the sukkah was good, because like God, from if you made the b'shas asiyah, and had you made the b'shas asiyah, you wouldn't need to make a Shechiyonu at all, even on the chag. The Rosh said, so why is he saying? He's saying you do need to make Shechiyonu on the chag the second night. You don't need to make Shechiyonu on the sukkah, and therefore switch it around so your Shechiyonu should only go on the chag, not on the sukkah. Monoshech, if you don't need to make a Shechiyonu on the sukkah because you made it last night and it's valid, even if it was a yom chol, then by default you also don't need to be making a Shechiyonu again on the Chag. So don't make Shechiyonu altogether the second night. The Rosh of Paskind, that on the second night of Sukkot you don't need to make Shechiyonu altogether. Like Ha'oisa Sukkot L'atzmo, it doesn't need to make Shechiyonu. The Rosh of said Ha'oisa, on the second night of Yom, you don't need to make Shechiyonu. How can you have this middle way? Last night Shechiyonu on the Sukkot works, but it doesn't work on the Chag. To the extent that it works on the Sukkot, it should automatically work on the Chag, because Sukkah Machmas HaChag Ka'osa, and like Ha'oisa Sukkah L'atzmoy, the Shechiyonu worked on the Chag. So to hear it should have worked on the Chag. So this is difficult to understand, shot in the Rosh. So I just like to suggest, maybe, I saw this idea, maybe that Rabbi brings a Kolboy. Kolboy I think means slightly differently, but the idea I saw there, that maybe the Pshat Zazoy. I mean, we find this idea that you have to be memaat in Shechiyonus. I mean, for example, I saw when it rains the first night, it says you should make Kiddush in the Sukkah, not make Shechiyonu indoors, and then go, when it finishes raining, back outdoors, because then you'd have to repeat the Shechiyonu, because the first one wouldn't be in the Sukkah. And therefore, rather make it in the Sukkah, so at least Shechiyonu will go on the Sukkah as well. But we find that Shechiyonu, You have to be mad in making brachas unnecessarily, on the one hand. On the other hand, of course, I repeat, there are two things you're making a Shekhiyonu, right? Every Yid has to know that. There are two things you're making a Shekhiyonu on the first night of Yom Tov of Sukkos, right? There's the Yom Tov of Sukkos and the Mitzvah of Sukkah. Normally, when you stand by Kiddush Yom Shekhiyonu, it's rolled into one. I saw the kids actually write that. But you should be mechaven. I'm making a bracha on the Yom Tov, and I'm making a bracha on Shekhiyonu. I'm making actually two brachas, except I'm not making two brachas, I'm making one. But it's going on two different things. Right. When you ha'is a sukkah la'atzma in Erev Yom Tov, you're making a bracha on the sukkah. You're making a bracha Shekhiyonu, Shekhiyonu, you're making a bracha on the mitzvah of sukkah, on the mitzvah of sukkah. So the Rosh Hashanah says to say, that sukkah mach masachah ka'osa, and having made the bracha on the mitzvah of sukkah, you now don't need to make Shekhiyonu at night altogether, because the bracha you made on the sukkah, Shekhiyonu you made on the sukkah, works for by night as well. So I'd like to say that, why don't you make a bracha by night? Why can't the fellow say, listen, you know, I don't want to be sparse, I want to make a bracha every Yom Tov on my sukkah, and at night I want to come into my sukkah and make a bracha Shekhiyonu on the Yom Tov of sukkah. So I want to do it twice, it's eretz, because to the extent that you'll be making a bracha on the sukkah, and that can cover the chag, because sukkah makes the chag ka'osa, so bracha on the sukkah can cover the chag. It's not up to you to go and opt to and say, you know, I don't want my bracha of the sukkah to cover the chag, I'll make another bracha on the chag, because then you would have to repeat your Shekhiyonu. And we don't want you to repeat the Shekhiyonu when it's unnecessary, so rather stick with your one Shekhiyonu. And yes, I suppose the fellow should be told, if he's making a Shekhiyonu on Erev Sukkos, he should be told to have in mind that I'm making a Shekhiyonu on the sukkah, on the mitzvah, and this will also serve as a Shekhiyonu on the Yom Tov of Sukkos. He should be aware of that. But after upon him,
if you forgot.
One second. So the bracha you make on the sukkah on Erev Yom Tov is working also on the Yom Tov. That is when you make a bracha Shekhiyonu on Erev Sukkos. But here, we do like Rav Kahana. So we don't make a bracha on Shekhiyonu on Erev Sukkos. What we do is we wait till Kiddush. So we come in by Kiddush, and we make Shekhiyonu. Now, when we make Shekhiyonu, are we intending that I want to make a bracha on the mitzvah? And, again, my stopover flight idea, and via the sukkah, I want my Shekhiyonu to be chal on the Yom Tov. No. Because now it's Yom Tov. So now I have in mind, the person who stands by Kiddush Yom Shekhiyonu has in mind to do two direct flights. I'm making a bracha on the mitzvah sukkah. I'm also, because now it's Yom Tov, making a bracha on sukkahs, on the Yom Tov of sukkah. And there's no problem over here of him having had to repeat Shekhiyonu, because he's not repeating it. He's doing one single bracha. He's just being mechalit, say on the mitzvah, and say on the Yom Tov. Here the Rosh says that if tonight was a Yom Chol, so your bracha on the sukkah is valid b'chol oifen, because had you made the bracha erev Yom Tov, it would have been valid. So your bracha on the sukkah is valid b'chol oifen. So on sukkah you're covered. You don't need to repeat Shekhiyonu on the sukkah. But the question was, if my bracha on the sukkah is covered, then by default my bracha on the chag is covered. So I'd like to suggest that's only if you made the bracha on the sukkah stamazoi, or maybe even specifically with intent that it should cover the chag as well. It can work. Sukkah machas on the chag ka'osa, it can work. And we don't want you to have to repeat it by night. So therefore, that's what you should be doing. Just do it on Erev Yom Tov normally, and have intent it should go on the night. But when you're standing on Yom Tov by night, here there's no need for you to have a less direct Shekhiyonu on your Yom Tov. You can stand Yom Tov by night and have in mind that my Shekhiyonu should be going directly on the Yom Tov, as well as that my Shekhiyonu should be going on the mitzvah of sukkah. When it comes down to the second night, so we say, if last night was a Yom Chol, your bracha on the sukkah stands. But your bracha on the Yom Tov does not stand. Because you did not intend your Shekhiyonu on the Yom Tov to be chal via your sukkah. You were standing on Yom Tov thinking, tonight it's Yom Tov. And you were thinking, tonight it's Yom Tov, I'm making Shekhiyonu, you brought me to Yom Tov, chag ha-sukkah is hazeh. You did not think that your Shekhiyonu should work on the Yom Tov via the mitzvah of sukkah. So here the Rosh says, in the event that it wasn't Yom Tov last night, you're left with your Shekhiyonu on the mitzvah of sukkah. But your Shekhiyonu, which you intended to be chal on Yom Tov because it was Yom Tov, was wrong, because it wasn't Yom Tov. Possibly it wasn't Yom Tov. So to the extent that you intended, being that tonight's Yom Tov, your Shekhiyonu to go directly on the Yom Tov, it was unsuccessful. It was a nice attempt, but it was unsuccessful because the Shekhiyonu wouldn't have worked on the Yom Tov because it wasn't Yom Tov. So the Rosh says, here, I think you will need to repeat your Shechiyonah tomorrow night, because to the extent you wanted your Shechiyonah to go on Yom Tov directly, it was unsuccessful. So you need to repeat Shechiyonah tomorrow night, and I'll say Kediyomet, so it should go directly on the Yom Tov the second night. What was our question, the Common Sense question? But I don't understand, if it worked on the Sukkah, then by definition it should have validity also for the Yom Tov. So I'd like to suggest that's only when you're making it on Erev Yom Tov. And your only option to make Shechiyonah directly on the Yom Tov would be to repeat Shechiyonah by night. That's not an option. You don't go and repeat Shechiyonah if you don't need to. Make Shechiyonah Erev Yom Tov on the Sukkah and have that go on your Yom Tov. Sukkah Machshavah Kosa. Do it that way. But if we're not doing it anyway on Erev Yom Tov, we're doing it by night, so we have the option to say, my Shechiyonah should work on the Sukkah and only on the Sukkah. And it should also work on the Yom Tov directly. I don't want my Shechiyonah on the Sukkah to cover me, to take me onto the Yom Tov. Why should I have my Shechiyonah on the Yom Tov going via the Sukkah? I'd rather make a Shechiyonah directly on the Yom Tov, because the night's Yom Tov. To the extent that now, Sekhid Yom, you stand the second night and it wasn't Yom Tov last night, so the Shechiyonah on the Sukkah you're still left with. Because even if it was Erev Yom Tov, it was Chol, that's a valid bracha. But the Shechiyonah on the Yom Tov, since over here you wanted to be Mechalit on the Yom Tov as the Yom, rather than via the Sukkah, it would have been unsuccessful. Therefore, the Shechiyonah on the Yom Tov does need to be repeated, says the Rosh. Oy bazoy, Shechiyonah on the Sukkah doesn't need to be repeated. Shechiyonah on the Yom Tov does need to be repeated. So therefore, switch around your Seder and don't interject your Shechiyonah between the Kiddush and don't interject your Leishev rather between the Kiddush and Shechiyonah. Rather have your Shechiyonah immediately following your Kiddush and only then follow the Leishev. So maybe that could be a Mahalach to explain the Piskei Rosh that they should accord with one another.